Hey friends, we have an exciting episode today. Houston Restaurant Weeks is underway through September 1st, and joining me is none other than the Katie Stone, the woman now behind Houston Restaurant Weeks. Katie, welcome to Caroline and Rashi.
Thank you so much. This is so exciting.
You've never been on this show before.
I haven't been on this show. I've been wanting to be on
this
show.
We've seen you on your Foodie and Friends show that airs on Fox Local.
Yep.
And is that a weekly show?
It is a weekly show out of season, but since it's the special tastiest time of the year here in Houston, three times a week. So Monday, Saturday, and Sunday, because there's so many incredible restaurants
there
in Houston. One day is not enough,
no.
You know.
Houston is a foodie city, which is why I'm obsessed with this time of year. I always say the best times of year in Houston, rodeo season and Houston Restaurant Week season, right?
Yeah, totally. I think millions of people probably agree with you. The one thing is, you know, don't blame me. You got to go to Target and buy some stretchy pants.
Oh, yeah, totally.
We all do. Sometimes we spend the day in our pajamas after a night out. But it's calories for a cause. Lena coined that.
Calories for a cause to help the food bank.
We are supporting the food bank, but we're also supporting the local restaurants, because this is traditionally their slowest time of the year, where they see less diners because everybody's out going in the summer vacations, going to see grandpa.
Totally, traveling and not just staying in Houston or the Woodlands or whatever area they're in to eat at the local restaurants.
And they really suffer, because when those local spots around the corner from you don't see you for a few weeks, it's not as easy for them to recoup that lost revenue.
So Houston Restaurant Weeks is, we have some photos of some of the restaurants. We're going to get into that in a little bit, but I just want you to take a look. This fundraiser not only helps the restaurants, it feeds so many people through the Houston Food Bank, and this is probably their largest fundraiser that they do.
It totally is their largest fundraiser. I want to say, Caroline, that around 2012, when Houston Restaurant Weeks crossed the $1 million donation mark, is when it garnered that number one spot. And it's pretty crazy, because Houston Food Bank is able to take every dollar and turn that into three meals for food insecure Houstonians. So over the course of, we're on our 22nd year, you're talking about almost 68 million meals that's been generated by the diners and the restaurants in Houston. There's no other grassroots effort and output that exists anywhere in the country.
And I would say, for like this month of Restaurant Weeks, consider, you know, going to the website and looking at the list, which we'll get into after the break, because there's literally, I mean, well over 100.
There's close to 400.
Oh my gosh.
Like 370 or so this year.
To choose from. And if you order off that menu, these proceeds are going to help the food bank. But you said something that stood out to me. This is the 22nd year for Houston Restaurant Weeks. And you have a really special connection. This is really carrying on a family legacy.
It is. You know, my mom, Cleverly Stone, I'm sure a lot of you Fox viewers here over the years remember. Mom, maybe she was in a banana suit. Maybe she was dressed like a fork some days. It would happen right here in this studio. But, you know, she was the original foodie broadcaster. There were no influencers back in the late 1999, 2000, early 2000s. And she was the broadcaster who had a platform here on Fox, and she had a radio show. And she really was in love with the city of Houston, having moved from New York and not understanding how international this city was. But also, we got that Southern hospitality here in Houston. It's a lot different from the East Coast. And those two things combined really created a very special kind of energy and magic that she spent the rest of her life shouting from the rooftops here on Fox and also on her radio show. And, you know, this is a very important legacy. This is a very special legacy, not only for me and my mom, but for Fox too, because, you know, no other station has put more local chefs and restaurants on TV than Fox 26 in Houston.
That's huge.
It's huge.
All started by your mom, Cleverly. And anytime that anybody brings up Cleverly Stone, it's like everyone smiles. Yeah. Everyone speaks so highly of her. Yeah. So the impact that she left on the community and then still continues to leave, it gives me chills, is it makes me emotional, because this fundraiser is a part of Houston now. It is a part of the culture and the food scene. Like, if the first thing that people told me about when I moved here was rodeo season and Houston restaurant weeks.
That's it. That's it. We know how to party.
Yes.
You know? And it really does speak to the whole culture of the community. It's celebrating, but it's giving back too, because rodeo also has a pretty darn big charitable component to it. And that's very special. Mm-hmm. That rodeo doesn't exist anywhere in Houston. You tell people from Chicago, oh yeah, we got a rodeo. They're like,
what?
Oh yeah, we went to our rodeo last Saturday. Like, we're like, no.
Not quite the same, And you're absolutely right. The community loves to be a part of things that raise money for deserving causes, which obviously the rodeo is education and scholarships. And this is literally feeding hungry people here in the Houston area. The food bank does so much good work, and we do talk to them, and they've come on, and I mean, they need all the help that they can get, because there's a lot of people who need the help here in Houston.
There are a lot of people who need the help, and what many people don't know is Houston Food Bank is actually the largest food bank in the world by distribution. So what that means is they do an extra good job of getting that food in and getting it out so fast, because so much of it is fresh produce. Can't sit around that long. It has to be turned over. And so, yeah, the need is there. The need continues to grow, especially post-pandemic, but they do an amazing job. Montgomery County Food Bank, their conversion is better. They can turn every dollar into four meals, which is pretty crazy.
That's amazing.
And, you know, Houston Food Bank is the largest in the world, so they support hundreds and hundreds of other food pantries all around Houston. They are kind of the big dogs, and they, you know, get a lot of funding, and they have a lot of recognition. So it's easy for them to funnel money into these smaller food pantries. Their impact is really incredible.
And I always personally feel a calling to get more involved and do more things. And it's cool with my job that, you know, I have opportunities to like MC events or get involved in, you know, golf scrambles or whatever. This is by far the easiest way I have ever found to get involved and support a charity. Like, I literally get to go out and eat at some fabulous restaurants, and it's literally doing good. You're, what is it, dine out and do good?
That's it.
There it is.
Yeah,
there
that's
it is.
It.
Well, we're gonna tell you how it all works, how you can find the restaurants and the process. It's so easy. It's like self-explanatory, but I wanna break it down for you when we come back. All right, we are back with our favorite foodie, Katie, here. She has a show, Foodie and Friends, that airs on Fox Local that you can catch. She highlights all the good local restaurants, and she is in charge of one of the biggest fundraisers in the whole entire city, Houston Restaurant Weeks, and it's something that you can get involved with today, and it's going to benefit you and your stomach and your taste buds and also the food bank.
We won't talk about your waistline.
I know.
Ignore that part. It's okay.
That's fine.
It's fine.
Wear like a flowy dress like I have on today, and check out all the good restaurants that are supporting the food bank. So, Katie, how exactly does Houston Restaurant Weeks work?
Yes. So the website, HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com, is your definite command central for planning out your month of August. There are brunch price points, lunch price points, and dinner. So $25 for brunch, $25 for lunch. And there are two price points for dinner, $39 and $55. Now, here's the cool thing, Caroline. The lunch and brunch is two courses, but some restaurants go above and beyond and they add a third course. This event is all about finding a great dining deal. If y'all have been in Houston and watching Fox over the last 20 years, you heard my mama say that. This is a great dining deal. And then those $39 dinner menus, again, those are three courses, but some of these restaurants, they go all out and they add a fourth course to really get that interest in bringing people through the door. This event has a really unique ability to fill the restaurants with so many new diners. Perhaps they've never been to that part of town. Perhaps they didn't know that there was this particular cuisine in Houston. And that's what's so beautiful about this event. You get a great dining deal. A portion of the meal is donated to Houston Food Bank. They then turn those funds into food and funds for people here in Houston who need it. And the restaurants get their busiest month of the year. It is a win-win-win, just like my mother cleverly used to say. And it truly is a special time of the year. It's the tastiest time of the year in Houston.
And what you were seeing on your screens was just a screen recording of me on my computer looking at the restaurants that I want to go visit.
Shopping.
And, yeah, and just seeing, that restaurant's been on my list and now it's on the Houston Restaurant Week's list. I better make it a point to get there soon before Houston Restaurant Week's come to an end. And it does go through September 1st, correct?
It does.
And I liked what you said about some of the restaurants add additional things or additional courses to their menus. You really want to go in there and dig deep and find those restaurants that might offer something that you didn't know about or something that stands out to you. I'm a dessert girl.
Oh, totally. Let's go. Dessert for breakfast.
Yes. So sometimes, I'm not even kidding you, I will scroll to the bottom to where it says dessert and I'll be like, oh my gosh, bread pudding. Oh my gosh, creme brulee. What?
Totally reasonable. And you know, you mentioned a good point earlier. It's important when diners come to these restaurants, especially if it's their first time coming to the restaurant, that they let the restaurants know, hey, we're here for Houston Restaurant Weeks. Because guess what happens? The restaurants typically slow, they get very happy when they see new faces. And it's a celebration because they know the diners are coming in to dine out and do good. So the restaurants really take that opportunity to go all in with the diners. Diners get a heck of an experience.
Oh my gosh. Well, I have to tell you this, and I guess that this is a good thing for the general public. My fiance and I have noticed that we actually sort of, we stay on budget better when we order from the Houston Restaurant Week's menu because it's a pre-fixed menu. Mm-hmm. We're selecting all these different items. We kind of strategize. Maybe he orders this option, I order the other option. We're trying each other's. But it's at such a great price point, at least for us who are, we would consider ourselves kind of foodies. Like, we really enjoy seeing the food scene in Houston. It's actually almost kept us more on budget, and then you're still helping the food bank. So it's like a win-win.
Totally. And that's the best way to do it, is get two people, get three people, get four people, and you all get to try different things. By that point, you have the entire restaurant menu on your table. You have an entire little family-style meal. But guess what? The restaurants love that because now the restaurant has a better chance of the diner finding something they like.
Yes. Okay. And like I said, those pre-fixed meals include the dessert option.
Yes.
So you, if you go with a group of four, you can all order a different dessert and then you're trying every dessert that the restaurant has to offer. So for me, you might be an appetizer or a first course kind of a person. You're trying all the different things. Yep. The mains too, like you can do that with the mains. There's something for everybody on all the lists, which are cool. The restaurants, and we're gonna get into this in a minute, but the ones that have steak options, when I see filet, I don't walk, I run. I run to the Houston Restaurant Week's restaurants that offers filet, and we're gonna be talking about one restaurant coming up here in a little bit, but we're talking fillets are on the menu, or like some elaborate fish, things that maybe you're watching this and you're like, oh, like I'm a steak person. I am like all into this fine dining. Like, it's on the list.
Yeah, it's great. And some of these menu items, you know, $55 dinner, some of those entrees are $55 on their own outside of Houston Restaurant Weeks. You may not have ordered the filet mignon previously, but now during HRW, you get to try it.
You can do your own research too. You can compare the Houston Restaurant Week's menu and then compare the pricing on the regular menu. And you might be like, I didn't even realize that this is such a great deal and it's helping the food bank. But they're not all fine dining Michelin restaurants. There's a restaurant literally for whatever vibe you're going for. Like, if you want to go casual somewhere, there's a restaurant on there for you.
Yeah, Thai Cottage, you know, one of the original Thai restaurants here in Houston, probably 40 years, you know, Rim Tanon, one of their sister restaurants. And those are very casual dining price points. You go into lunch and spend about $20. They do Houston Restaurant Weeks too, and
That's
they love
awesome.
It. It brings them so many new diners to experience their wonderful Thai cuisine.
I love that. Yeah. That's so, and there's plenty of places you can get burgers, fries, like a whole array of different types of food are on these lists. So coming up after the break, we are gonna tell you about a local restaurant that's actually gonna be on Texas Live and Local that starts at 4 o'clock, but we're gonna preview it for you. So don't go anywhere, we'll be right back. Back with Katie Stone talking about Houston Restaurant Weeks, and coming up at 4 o'clock on Texas Live and Local, Katie's bringing in Georgia James. It's a steakhouse here in Houston and one of the participating restaurants on Houston Restaurant Week's list. What are they all about? It looks fabulous.
They are all in. I don't know if y'all been on social media the last 2 weeks, but this is one of the menus that has certainly gotten a lot of attention. And we can tell that. We see a lot of diners get excited. They take so many photos of their food. And what's really cool about restaurants like this is each year that they participate, Caroline, their menus get better because they have such an amazing experience from the year before. It's such a wonderful, rewarding experience for them, not only to see so many new faces, but to connect with their community in a way that they usually can't. And so what that results in is better menus the next year. They go for the value, they keep adding. And you know, it's just so fun to see them really go for it.
Yes.
Really go for those repeat diners, those repeat customers.
Oh my, and their options, I mean, they have the filet on there. They have these beautiful desserts. They have pistachio this, chocolate that. Mm-hmm. Of course, I had to show one of the desserts that they're offering. This would be one of those restaurants where it's elevated. This is a great deal that you can get. Maybe you want to treat your special someone, or if you happen to have an anniversary or a birthday, like this would be a great one to pick for that special restaurant that you pick for Houston Restaurant Weeks that maybe you wouldn't otherwise go to because it is elevated, it is beautiful, and you can get that filet.
Yeah, the filet, here we go.
Notice how I use the pictures that I'm attracted to, the filet and the dessert. Yeah.
This is how it goes. And what's so fun too is, you know, a lot of diners throughout the years, Houston has expanded. Houston's gotten bigger. Woodlands, Pearland, out west. And so what people do is they make their lists and they go through those menus like that and they say, okay, we are definitely going to meet in the middle every Tuesday during August, non-negotiable.
Oh, yeah.
And then people post about it on social media and it's so sweet and I love it because it's parents and kids getting together again.
I know. We need to solicit some food pictures from our audience and say, send us your Houston Restaurant Week's photos. Actually, I'm going to head that up for one of my newscasts because it's fun. It's like bringing the community together through food and charity, and it's like the coolest thing. Yeah. Georgia James is located at 3503 West Dallas Street. If you saw those pictures and your mouth is watering like mine, that is where you can find them. They're on social media. And also, Houston Restaurant Weeks has social media, so you want people to tag. You want people to go look at what you're posting.
For sure. The Houston Restaurant Week's Instagram is so active because I don't know if you know this, Houston, if not number one, number two or three, definitely the top three most active social media food cities in the world. Wow. Meaning that Houstonians post more about their food, more so than everybody else. And so that means we've got a lot of colorful dishes, we've got a lot of creative dishes, but it elevates the game for everybody because it's such a big competition. These restaurants have to find a way to stand out. So they got no choice. They got to bring it. They got to crush it. The diners benefit. The diners eat it up.
That's right. And there's literally, that might be a good place for you to start if you're like, this list of restaurants, they all look amazing. Like, go look at some of the photos and some of the posts to get an idea. I noticed, and I don't remember the name of the restaurant, but it had like, oh my gosh, it was like one of those, what are they called? Like dumplings, like Chinese dumplings.
Oh,
oh my gosh, it looks so good.
Yeah, Dozone.
Yes, that was it.
That was it. Like,
what is that?
New participant this year. I believe they have 4 or 5 locations. And we were so excited to bring them on board. And they were so excited because they know about Houston Restaurant Weeks. That's another really special part of the program is a lot of restaurants and operators really cherish the ability to take part. And maybe they come to us their first year as an operator. They worked at another restaurant that participated. And now they get to do it as their own. And this was one of those situations. So we were really excited.
Okay, notice what an expert Katie is. I literally said Chinese dumplings and she's like, boom, Dozone. Well, are you kidding me?
It's so popular this year. This is another menu that people are posting about. And I'm telling you, the social media is definitely a good place to go. If you want to be tempted, if you want to figure out a brunch, the Houston Restaurant Week's Instagram is great for suggestions too. There's some posts about kid-friendly, patio dining, easy parking, good brunch spots, good date night spots. There's so many options.
What's been the most rewarding thing about just seeing how this has grown and then stepping into your role being the leader of all of this? What's been the most rewarding part?
I think, you know, my mother in her final days this was truly all she could think about, because she passed away at the end of May, and this was, you know, prime season for getting Houston Restaurant Weeks planned and going. And it was truly the one thing she was most concerned about, because COVID was also happening at the same time. So the restaurants were really struggling, didn't know if they were going to be allowed to be open from one day to the next. And she was so fervent in her desire for this to continue, because she knew how much the industry relies on it. They really do prepare for it many months in advance, because for most of them, it's their busiest month of the year.
Wow.
And so it is a very welcome sight when summer comes for Houston restaurants, whereas not the most welcome sight for other restaurants in around the country. But that was truly her wish. And I can't tell you how amazing it is just to see her wish and her energy still here, Caroline. She's still here.
Totally.
She was a force. And every time I see a diner asking for an HRW menu, or a diner posting, you know, a photo with their mom or their girlfriend or their husband or their kids or anybody, just a group together celebrating, I see my mom. And they feel my mom. And y'all, she's there.
Yes.
She's there.
She totally is.
Yeah.
She would be so proud with
Thank
keeping
you.
This going. And it, like I said, it's the most amazing legacy that she could have ever left here. And it's still doing, it's paying forward. It's still doing so much good. She'd be so proud of you.
Yeah.
It's such a wonderful, wonderful thing to be a part of here in Houston. So take advantage of it. Houston Restaurant Weeks goes until September 1st. Katie, thank you so much for coming
you.
On. Check out her show, Foodie and Friends, on Fox Local, same place that you watch Caroline and Rashi. And she's in every Houston restaurant. It's so cool. All kinds, different foods. Like, I love watching it. You give me ideas all the time.
We're a little wild, you know. You might want to turn the volume down a little bit.
No, it's fine. Did you ever think you were going to be a Houston foodie?
You know, I grew up with my mom, and
okay.
she was such a superstar here, you
yeah.
know, just cheerleading the restaurant mm-hmm. scene, and she was their biggest supporter for so long, and so it's kind of in me,
it's in
too.
You.
It's the
yeah.
DNA.
It's
we
totally
gotta feed
you.
People, baby.
Oh, my gosh. That's
yeah.
so right. I'm just like a self-certified kind of foodie. I enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
I love that it brings people together. It's always something you can talk about. You
yeah.
can enjoy meals with friends, especially during Houston Restaurant Week. So thanks so much
Thank
for coming
you.
On. Stay tuned for Texas Live and Local, where Georgia James will be on. They'll be tasting and showing that off. So make sure to stick around. But that's all we have time for. Happy Friday, guys. Bye, friends.